Zapped. Chapter 2. Tidybot Goes to School by Renata Hopkins. The story so far. Twins Ty and Anna made a robot for a school project. They called it Tidybot. Then the robot was hit by lightning and it came alive. Unfortunately, it wasn't tidy. It was very messy. The twins hid the robot from their parents, but then it disappeared. Ty and Anna raced around the house looking for Tidybot. Dad saw Ty looking behind the sofa. "Lost something?" he asked. Ty mumbled something about a maths book, but Dad was distracted by the radio. "That was one big storm last night," said the radio host. "There were lightning strikes all over town." Ty and Anna had exactly the same thought. Could that have something to do with? Suddenly, they heard loud squawking. "Those chooks are noisy this morning," said Dad. "I wonder what's bothering them." Ty and Anna could guess. They ran outside. Sure enough, they found Tidybot by the chicken coop, holding two eggs.
"Smooth. Nice," said Tidybot. "Bleep bloop."
"They're called eggs," Ty explained. "You can have them scrambled, poached, fried."
"Eggs,"
the robot repeated happily.
"Frambled, scrouched, fried."
"You're the scrambled one," Ty giggled. "But that's okay. We like scrambled eggs best."
"Coming up,"
said Tidybot. It squeezed the eggs. Hard. Crack! "No!" cried Ty and Anna. But it was too late. Yolks and whites dribbled and dripped.
"Yum! Scrambled!" said Tidybot proudly.
Suddenly, the twins heard footsteps. They quickly hid the robot behind the shed.
"Shh!" warned Anna. "No talking."
"Bleep bloop,"
whispered Tidybot. Dad came round the corner and saw the gloopy mess. He sighed. "Let me guess. You tried to juggle the eggs again?" While Ty and Anna cleaned up, they made a plan. They would have to train the robot properly if they wanted it to do their jobs.
"It gets muddled up," Ty said.
"True," Anna agreed. "We need to explain things carefully. And we also need to find a safe place to leave it while we're at school," said Ty. "What if Mum and Dad find it?" Anna thought for a second.
"Hey, let's take it to school with us."
"But we don't want everyone at school to see our robot until next week. They might pinch our idea." "Good point," Anna said. The class had until next Friday to hand in their projects for the school science fair. "Plus, it's kind of risky," Ty added. "What if Tidybot does something crazy?"
"We'll tell it to be quiet," said Anna. "That seems to work."
10 minutes later, the twins were on their way to school with their bot in a box. They got there just before the bell and hid Tidybot in the art cupboard.
"Remember, no talking,"
Anna whispered into the box. "Or we'll get in trouble," added Ty.
"Quiet,"
Tidybot whispered back.
"Bleep bloop."
Ty and Anna grinned. So far, so good. The robot kept quiet during reading and spelling. But during maths, something went bleep. Miss Simpson frowned. What was that? She asked. Nothing, said Ty and Anna at exactly the same time. But then,
bleep bloop.
There it goes again, said Miss Simpson. She walked towards the art cupboard. Ty and Anna had to stop her. Bleep, said Anna loudly. Miss Simpson turned round. Bloop, said Ty. Some of the kids started to giggle. Ty and Anna, said Miss Simpson, stop that, please.
Bleep,
went Tidybot. Miss Simpson spun round again. Much louder, Anna said, bleep! Bloop, bloop, added Ty. Blip, bang, boing! That did it. All the kids joined in. There were bleeps and bloops and boings. There were pings and clacks and blips and zaps. Some kids started doing a robot dance. It got very, very noisy. Miss Simpson did her super loud farmer's whistle. When the hubbub finally died down, she said, Ty and Anna, for starting that ruckus, you can pick up all the rubbish in the school garden at lunchtime. I noticed lots of plastic bags and bits of paper there this morning. They must have blown in during the storm last night. And while you're doing that, you can pull out any weeds you see as well. The twins groaned at exactly the same time. After they'd eaten their sandwiches, Ty and Anna followed Miss Simpson to the garden. She showed them what to weed and said she'd check on them soon. After she had gone, Ty pulled up a dandelion. Anna picked up a wet plastic bag. They looked glumly through the garden fence. There were no other kids in sight. Suddenly, Ty had a brainwave. Why don't we get Tidybot to do this? How? Anna asked. Tidy is in the art cupboard, and Miss Simpson's in the classroom. Just then, the twins saw their teacher heading for the staff room. They grinned. 2 minutes later, they were giving Tidybot a careful tidying lesson. Pick up anything you see on the ground, said Anna. Like rubbish and weeds, added Ty. They go in the bin.
Anything on ground, put in bin, repeated Tidybot.
It picked up a chip packet, then it pulled up a thistle. Ty and Anna high-fived. Tidybot was on the job. The twins wandered off to look for bugs. They loved bugs. They were so busy looking, they forgot all about Tidybot. Until Anna saw Miss Simpson coming.
Yikes, said Anna. Where's Tidy?
Ty went one way and Anna went the other. They met in the middle of the garden, just in time to see Tidybot pull up the last lettuce. A trail of dirt led to the bin.
What are you doing?
Shrieked the twins.
Pick anything off ground, replied the robot. Bleep, bloop.
Miss Simpson came round the corner. Ty quickly pushed Tidybot behind a huge rhubarb plant. A second later, Miss Simpson saw the holes where the lettuces had been. Her mouth opened and shut like a giant goldfish. At home that night, Mum and Dad said there would be no dessert for a week. Ty and Anna didn't complain. They were just glad they had managed to get Tidybot home without getting caught. They weren't the only ones playing up today, Dad told Mum. The photocopier at work kept printing pages out, all on its own.
That's odd, said Mum. My computer was making funny noises. Bleeps and bloops.
Ty and Anna looked at each other. Things were getting weird. But in a way, they were also starting to make sense. Machines were acting strangely. The strange behavior started after the lightning storm. Lightning is made of electricity, and electricity makes machines go. Cool, said the twins at exactly the same time. To be continued.